The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf, Chet. Today's Daf has been said in Rishmat. Mor Zekini Yosef bin Sarah, and Marat Zekinati Yafa bin Sarah, Abraham bin Esther, and Hashem bin Ham bin Aiden. Amen. Today's Daf has been said in Fashion, and Moshe bin Dina, Salah, and Muhammad bin Tahab, and Salah bin Tahad, and Nafan bin Ahim, for the Nefesh, and for the Guf, and for the Kirubalabo, Vechen Yirazon, and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Zayin Amud Bet, starting 1, 2, 3 lines before they get wide. Hahu Gabra, the Agdish Beshirai. There was a certain fellow who made kiddushin with a piece of silk. Rabba Amar Lo Tzirich Yeshuma. Rabba says you don't have to make an evaluation of it. You don't have to make a appraisal of the silk. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzedich Yishuma. Rabbi Yosef, no, you have to make an appraisal how much it's worth. Now she says, Lo Tzedich Yishuma, She Yashumu Otan, Shema'im Kodem She Tekablam. That means you have to make an appraisal before she actually receives it. So Gemara says, what's the machlokon of Ida Amar La Bechol Dehu? If he tells her at the time that he makes a Kiddushin, that Yishuvi Mekudesh to me with the minimum amount, he doesn't set a price, it's a Bechol Dehu, the minimum amount, Kula Alma Lo Pedigid Lo Tzedich Yishuma. Everybody agrees you don't have to make an appraisal because for sure the shiraim is worth a shave piruta. So he said bechol du. Therefore, for sure it's going to be worse than not worth less than a shave piruta. So therefore, everybody agrees you would not have to appraise it. Ida amar la hamshin. And if he said, let's say, I want you to be mekudeshet to me with a value of 50 velo shavu hamshin, and the silk was not worth 50 halo shavu. So it's not worth it. So therefore, everybody will agree that the appraisal is not going to help. Because if it's not the amount that he committed to, therefore it's not going to be mikudesh. Keep it together about hamshin v'shavu hamshin. The mahalog is talking about what? Where he said 50, and the amount of the silk cost 50. Rabba amar lo tzarike shuma v'shavu hamshin. Rabba says you don't have to make an appraisal because he said 50 and it's worth 50. What do you have to appraise it for? The Yosef amar tzarike shuma kevanti teta. She's not an expert. She's not fluent in the appraisal of silk. Therefore, she doesn't know really if it's worth the amount that he is saying. Therefore, she's not. So, she doesn't makne herself. She doesn't trust it. And therefore, she thinks the guy's saying 50, maybe giving her an item that's worth only 30, because she doesn't know the value of the silk. Therefore, he says you have to make an appraisal in order that she knows that the item is actually worth what he is saying. Okay, that's one version of the machloket. Okay, so you need the haskama of the makneh in order for the kinyan to be halif. If the lady is not maskim, obviously the kinyan is not going to be hal. That's why you need a shuma. Comes the Gemara and says, Ika de amre bechol du nami pedi. Oh, the machloket is even bechol du, which is the guy said, I'm mekadesh to you, even, I'm mekadesh to even. It would have called him, even with the smallest amount, and he gives her the shirayim. So what's the mahalok? For sure he gave her a shaveh peruta, so what's the issue? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Shaveh Kesef, Areuke Kesef. Rabbi Yosef says that the rule, when you give something that is equal to Kesef, has the same law as Kesef. Which means, there's two ways to make a Kesef lady. You can either give her the actual Kesef itself, or you can give her something that has a value of Kesef. The value is called Shaveh Kesef. Ma Kesef de Kayitz. Just like when you give Kesef, it is a set amount. So too, when you give Shaveh Kesef, it also has to be an amount that is defined. Okay, look at the top, Shaveh Kesef ke Kesef, Gabi Kedushin Kesef Ketiv. Right, we know that Kesef applies to Kedushin. Shaveh Kesef Etrabek ke Kesef, the command Yashiv, the Rabot Shaveh Kesef. The Kaki Kesef, Ba'in and the Kayetz. Later on, we're going to learn that Shaveh Kesef is equal to Kesef. But the Rabbi Yosef Shadush is that the Shaveh Kesef has the same properties of Kesef. This is when you give Kesef, it's a defined number. So when you're giving this the silk over here, you have to make a shuma on it. Why? Because it's got to be a defined number. It cannot just be an undefined value. So therefore, ma kesef dekayitz, afshave kesef dekayitz. That's why you need a shuma. That's why before he gives it, he has to make an appraisal of it. So it's known exactly the amount of its worth. I'm out of Yosef. Rav Yosef comes along and says, mina amina la. He says, where did I learn this from? The Tanya, because we have a braita. Mikesef miknato. That's talking about a person that's buying an Eved Evri. How does a person buy an Eved Evri? Kesef miknato, the money of the Kenyan. Bekesef unikne ve'en unikne bitvu'a ve'kerim. You cannot buy an Eved Evri with wheat or vessels. What do you mean? How would you buy an Eved with wheat or vessels? If you're going to tell me that you cannot buy it at all with kesef, with tevuah and kedim, yashiv geulato amar rahmana, we have a pasuk that teaches us that a person can redeem his slave. And they learn from redeeming the slave, you can redeem it with shaveh kesef. If you can redeem it with shaveh kesef, then for sure you could buy him also with shaveh kesef. The Gemara says, lerabot shaveh kesef ke kesef. So therefore, the Chavara, why shouldn't he be allowed to buy an Eved with Tevu'ah or Kelim? It's Shaveh Kesef, and we know that Shaveh Kesef is Kekesef from a Gezerat Tekatuv, that Abot, whatever it says in the Pasuk, Yashiv Geulato, from there we learn that Shaveh Kesef is Kekesef. So Gemara says, V'id, Eletu Shaveh Pirutah. So maybe he'll tell me, you know why the Tevu'ah doesn't work? Because it has less than a Pirutah's worth. So Gemara says, My Iriyat Tevu'ah V'kelim, so then we have to choose Tevu'ah V'kelim, Afilu Kesef Nameh. If it was less than a Shveh Perutah, then even Kesef is not going to be Koneh. So what's the case that Tevuah and Kelim are not going to work? Eh, la anav, the itu Shveh Perutah, the keman de lo kaitse, lo. Since they're not defined, therefore it doesn't work. So Rav Yosef learns that Shveh Kesef is Kesef and its properties. That ma Kesef te kaitse, af Shveh Kesef te kaitse. So what's his ra'ayah? Because the Braita says that you can buy an Eved with Kesef, but you can't buy it with Tivu'ah and Kelim. Why can't you buy it with Tivu'ah? Oh, it must be talking about because it was not defined in its price. Oh, that shows you what? That it has to be defined. So therefore, same thing by Kiddushin. When you give the Kesef Kiddushin, it has to be defined. So comes the Gemara and says, V'idach, or what about the other rabbi, which is Rabba, that says, you don't have to make an appraisal. He says, you don't have to have the Shaveh Kesef appraised. What does he hold? Yes, the Eved is nicknamed Betorat Kesef, which means when you want to use the Kinyan called Kesef, it works, which means I can buy the Eved with money, I can buy the Eved with Shaveh Kesef, whenever you want to use the Kinyan of Kesef, no problem. However, the En nicknamed Betorat Tevuah V'Kelim, but you cannot purchase an Eved using Tevuah V'Kelim, not as Kinyan Kesef. If you want to use the Tevuah as Shaveh Kesef, no problem. However, when is Tevuah V'Kelim not going to be used, functionable? Which is, if you want to use Kelim in a Kinyan of Halipin, you cannot buy an Eved through Halipin. How would you do that? You give the Keli, the guy picks up the Keli, and the Eved is transferred. That already you cannot use, which means all the principles coming to tell me that you can buy Avadim through Kinyan Kesef, or Shaveh Kesef for that matter, and not that the Kesef and the Shaveh Kesef have to be equal. If you're using Kesef, it's Kayet. If you're using Shaveh Kesef, it doesn't have to be Kayet. It doesn't have to be defined. But the Pasuk is coming to exclude Tevuah V'Kelim, that what? They don't work. In which manner? In a manner of Halipin. What would Halipin be? Like we read in Megillah through. Chalaf ish na'alov and atan re'el. What? One of the guys took off his shoe. He gave it to his friend. His friend picks up the shoe. And what? The field is transferred. So to over here. You want to give your friend Keli. So the Eved is transferred, that won't work, which is Kinyan Kesef, Frank Tevuah V'Kelim. No, so again, we have a fantastic Mahalukh between Rabban and Yosef. The nature of how a Shaveh Kesef will work. Rav Yosef says Shaveh Kesef works like Kesef. That what? It has to be defined. Therefore, you have to make an appraisal on the silk before you give it to the lady. Rabba says, no, Shaveh Kesef doesn't have to be appraisal. As long as there's a Shaveh Perutah on it, you're okay. Oh, so what does it mean that you cannot put in Eved with Tevuah V'Kelim? So Rav Yosef learned Tevuah V'Kelim, you cannot be Koneh because it wasn't appraised, because you doesn't have a set value. Rav Yosef says, nah, even if it doesn't have a set value, if you're using the Tevuah as Shaveh Kesef, you have no problem. But we're talking about, it's coming to exclude Tevuah V'Kelim. If you want to use the Tevuah V'Kelim as a Halipin Kinyan, that will not be Koneh. Rav Nachman. But according to Rav Nachman, the Amar, Perot lo Avdi Halipin, Michael Lememar, which is according to Rav Nachman, he learns what? that perot are not subject. You cannot use perot for halipin. You can only use a keli. They're like a shoe, like we read in Megillat Rut. They use the shoe to make the kinyan, or kinyan sudar. So according to him, I don't need a pasuk to come and exclude tivu'ah from kinyan halipin. Anyway, you can make halipin with tivu'ah. So according to him, what is the pasuk coming to exclude? So Gemara says, Ela le'olam, also Gemara goes on and says, according to that version, le'olam, delet, behu, shaveh, peruta. Really, I'll tell you that the tivu'ah nekelim is talking about where there's no shaveh peruta. Oh, so then you ask the question, the kamat, my idiot tivu'ah nekelim, afilu kesef nameh. We said, really, if it's so much less than a Shavei Peruta, what do you have to tell me less than a Shavei Peruta of Tevoah? Even less than a Shavei Peruta of Kesef would not be Korean Eved. What's the Hadush? No Mebaya Kamar. It's Hadush. No Mebaya Kesef. Di'i Ipe Shavei Peruta in Ilo Lo. Aval Tevoah Vekelim Ema Medeme Karban Ayatayu Gemaru Makni Nafshe Kamash Ma'alan. Which means like this. For sure, I don't have to tell you about Kesef. Kesef, you need a Shavei Peruta. And if it doesn't have a Shavei Peruta, it won't work. But I would have thought that maybe Tivu'ah, even less than a Shavei Peruta, you could buy their Eved. Why? Because when you give somebody Tivu'ah, you're giving him something that's ready to eat. You're giving him a Hana'ah that is immediate. When you give a guy money, he can't eat the money. He's got to take the money, he's got to buy wheat, he's got to process it. Here, you're giving the guy Hana'ah, which is an immediate Hana'ah. So you would have thought that maybe Tivu'ah can be, the guy will be Makneh himself, even on less than a Shavei Peruta of Tivu'ah. Kamash Mahalan, that even Tevu'ah needs a Shaveh Peruta. So therefore, when the Braita by Eved Evri said, Kesef works, but Tevu'ah doesn't work, it means Tevu'ah doesn't work with less than a Shaveh Peruta. Of course, less than a Shaveh Peruta, even Kesef doesn't work. No, the Hadush is that less than a Shaveh Peruta, even though the Tevu'ah is immediate pleasure, so you might have thought that the guy is Mekneh himself because of the immediate pleasure, even less than a Shaveh Peruta. Kamash Mahalan, that it is not. Amar of Yosef bin Amina, that of Yosef comes along and says, how do I know, which means how do I know that what, that you have to make the evaluation before before it's given over, the Tanya, because we have a Braita, which is, he said you have to evaluate the silk before you give it over. So the Gemara says, how does he know that? Egel, the Tanya, we have a brighter. Egel, the pigeon bini. Guy gives a coin, an egel, for the pigeon of his son. The father owes the coin 5 sedaim. Right, that's a pigeon, 5 coins. Instead of giving him 5 coins, he gives him an egel, he gives him a kef. So he says, Egel, ze the pigeon bini. Talet, ze the pigeon bini. Or he gives a talet to the coin. Right? No amar kelum. He said nothing. No good. Egel, ze bahamesh sedaim, the pigeon bini. Talet, zu bahamesh sedaim, the pigeon bini. But if he says this egel, which is worth 5 silaim, that's good. Or it's worth 5 silaim. So Gemara says, what's the case? If you tell me that the egel is really not shaveh 5 silaim, kol kemineh, do we believe him? Which means, what do I care what he says? When he says that it's worth hamish silaim, if it's not worth hamish silaim, so I don't care what he says. You can say it's worth 1,000 silaim. If it's not worth what he's saying, if it's not worth 5 silaim, then of course it's not going to be good. So must be to Ela Lav Afal Gav de Shave. Ela must be to the Egel is Shave, but what? The Kiman de lo Kaitzi. No, but since it wasn't defined, it's not going to be good. Which is the first case, to which Tam gave the Egel, Egel said it was worth what? But at the time we didn't know. It wasn't defined. Therefore, no good. That's why in the second case, when he said Egel Zeh for 5 Sinai means what? He must have evaluated. So you see what? When you're using Shaveh Kesef, it has to be evaluated before you give it. That's the ta'aluk between the two cases of Pidyon. Similarly, you have to make an evaluation before you give the kesef, Shaveh Kesef of the Kiddushin. Lo, Gemara says, I can reject it. Le'olam, de'lo Shaveh. Oh, I can tell you the case is talking about where the Egel was not worth 5 Sinai. So if it's not worth 5 silaim, so how can it be a pigeon? In the second case, he comes along and says, I'm giving it to you for 5 silaim. But it's not Shaveh 5. How can it be a padui? He says, Kilgon de Kabil Kohen Elave. But the Kohen accepts it as 5 silaim. He says, to me, this egel is worth 5. And therefore, we have the Hadush now, which means for the Kohen, there's a value of 5 silaim, even though, let's say, intrinsically it's not. But the Kohen, for some reason, this talent is worth 5 to whatever. Egel is worth 5 to him. The kid is padui. Kiyad Rav Kana, like the story of Rav Kana, Shakil Sudra mebe pidyon aben. Rav Kana was Kohen, obviously. Kana is Kohen. He used to take a talit for a or a sudar. So that was like a hat, a kerchief that he used to wear as a hat. So he used to take a sudar as payment for the pidyon habin. Even though it wasn't worth 5 sudaim, he says, for me, it's worth 5 sudaim. Why? Because Avkana was Adam Hashuv. Adam Hashuv, that was covered their heads in a special type of sudar. He says, to me, I need this item. To me, it's a head covering. So even though it wasn't worth 5, he says, to me, it's worth 5. Therefore, the pidyon is badui. Lo amran kigon Avkana de Gavra Rabbah. It's only said by Avkana that he's a Gavra Rabbah, he's a Hashuv, but this always covers his head. And therefore, there's a value to him, to the sudar. And he needs a sudar to put on his head. No, but everybody else, no. Like the story of Mor Bar Rav Asher, who also was Adam Hashuv. Zavan sudra me'imed Rabbah. He bought a sudar from the mother of Rabbah, Mikobi, from the place of Kobi. Shave asara. It was only worth 10, but he paid Betlesar. He paid 13. Why? Because 10 was worth more, because he was Adam Hashuv. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef did not prove his point. We wanted to prove that what? That in items that are Shave Kesef, you need to make a Shuma. So we thought, Pidyon HaBen case is the proof. Why? Because the guy gave the Kohen a Talit or an Egil. He said, if he just gives the Egil Stam, it's not Padui. But if he says, Egil for the 5 Sula'im, it is Padui. So we said, what's the case? If it's talking about where it's not worth 5 Sula'im, what do I care what he says? It's not Padui. Ella must be talking about the case was talking about where it's not Padui when he didn't evaluate it. But when he did evaluate it, it is Padui. So you see what? On an undefined item, it must be evaluated before you give it. Hence, we have a proof. Kibra says, no proof. I'll talk about the case was talking about it really wasn't worth 5. It wasn't worth 5. How can it be Padui? Because to the Kohen, he said it was worth. To the Kohen, it was worth 5. He says, to me, I'm happy to have a Sudan or whatever it is, an Egel or a Talet. Then that's the choice. Therefore, what I said did not prove his point that what? That when you're giving Shave Kesef, that it needs a. An evaluation. Gemara continues. Gemara says, "Amar bil Azari tachili b'mane." Okay, tells the lady, "We mekadesh to me with a mane. Mane is like 100 coins." Okay, venatan na dinar. He gives her 1 coin. Sare zu mekudeshet. Mekudeshet. How? He owes her 99 coins. So Gemara says, "V'yashlim." I'll pay the rest. Now, how does this work? My ta'ama. כיוון דאמר לה מנה ויהב לה דינר, כיוון דאמר לה על מנת דמה. It's as if he said, על מנת was like a condition, which means, whenever somebody says על מנת, we learned, על מנת is מעכשיו, which means, I want you to be מקודשת to me from now, on the condition that I give you 100, and he starts to pay up, so the condition is from now, but as long as he, makes good on his condition. Right? Anybody that says the word me'akshav is like he's saying, from now. So therefore, once he starts paying her, the kiddushin is hal immediately. Good? Then she says, v'natan nadinar, miyad mekudeshet. Why? Dekibla lelishim kiddushin. V'amenat sheyashlim tenai. Right? That's the tenai. Oh, that's the condition. A person can do that. He can make the kiddushin from now. And he has a stipulation attached to it. So when he may, of course, if he doesn't fulfill the stipulation, it's nothing. But if the stipulation is met, the kiddushin is already hal retroactively from the beginning. Good. Me'akshav. Meti me. The Gemara has a question from a bright eyed kachili b'mane. Right? He says 100. Kaddish to me. Vayeh moneh v'hulech. And he's counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's counting the coins. V'ratzah. And all of a sudden, one of them wants to back out, either the husband or the wife. Afidu bidinar aharon hareshut biyado. Even to the last coin, it can back out, which means they got the 99. The lady says, "I'm out." And so, what do you see? This doesn't work. Me'achshav. Yeah, it doesn't work until right. The chaurak they back out once he gives the first one. Ready is mikudeshin, like what we're saying over here. And now we're saying what? Now we're saying he can back out until the end. Answers. Hachav askinan de amar b'mane zu. There's a difference. That's talking about a case where he said mane zu, which means he had the money in front of him, and he comes along and says, "With this money over here." So when he's showing her the money, so a dot is what on all the money, not on a payment plan. The mane zu, and this is the mane that I have in front of me. Okay, mane zu I have in front of me. So a dot's on the whole thing. The other game's done. he's the man in, he starts paying her. Okay, so she knows that she's going to get it later on. So therefore, you could say the kiddushin is hal now. So the man is good. So the Gemara says that. You can't learn the case like that. Ham de sefa b'manezu, from the fact that in that braita that we asked the question from, the sefa, the end, the second case is talking about manezu, resha b'manestam. Must be that the resha is talking about manestam. We're just giving him manestam. Well, what's the sefa of that braita? The katani sefa amar lat kachili b'manezu. Okay, so he does the mane in front of him. V'nimsa mane haser dinar. And let's say the end, it wasn't 100, it was only 99. One of them was a slug. Instead of silver, it was made out of copper, the coin. No good, because she didn't get 100. Now, dinar ra. But if let's say the dinar was, one of the dinar was ra, was bad, we'll see what that means. That is a mikudesh, v'yachlif. It's mikudesh, but he's got to switch the coin. Oh, so you see what? The sefa was talking about manezu. Must be the resha was talking about mane setam. And still we said what? You can back out until the last coin. So that's back to the same question. So Gemara says, "Lo, resha v'sefa de'amah b'manezu." Both the resha and the sefa of the braita is talking about a case of manezu, which means he has all the money in front of him. Bufirushe kamefaresh, and all the sefa is doing is explaining the resha, which means ratza echad meim lachzor afil b'dinar acharon areshut b'yado ketzad kegon de'amar la b'manezu. Which means, if a guy, he or she wants to back up before the last coin, they can. Sefa explaining the resha. Why? Because they said manezu. Manezu, already, that is on the whole entire package, right? Now the Gemara wants to add on. So, you know what? It makes sense to learn like this. Why? So Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that the resha is manestam, now let's speak this out by ourselves. If you're telling me that manestam, where he just gives her a coin, right, and you can back out. So kol sheken, or it's obvious I can back out in manezu. I mean, the big hadush is in mane stam. What's mane stam? You don't have all the money in front of you, and you said ad mikodesh li b'mane, and you started paying them. If you could still back out, then certainly you can be backing out in a case of manezu. So therefore, why would the braita need to tell me a case of mane stam and then a case of mane zu? Once you tell me mane stam, I would know. Ela must be, both cases are talking about mane stam, and the sefa is explaining the resha. The Gemara says that. Hashta be mane setam lo ave kedushe. De mane zu me baya. So the Gemara says, if that's your proof, I can reject that. I mean, that we agree that the braita is mane zu, but if that's you're relying on what we just said there, I can reject that. Why? Imishum ha lo idiya. If that's your proof, I wouldn't have chosen this illustration. Tana sefa legiluye resha. I would say that the sefa would be coming to reveal the resha, meaning shelo tomar resha b'maznezu v'manesetam avukedushim. Tani sefa b'manezu mechlad resha b'manesetam. Which means, if that was the case, if the braita would only give me one case, I would say the case is talking about manezu. And say what? You can back out to the end because Sadat is on the whole thing. By the fact that the braita gives me the second case, manezu, that teaches me that what? That the first case must be manestam, and even in manestam, you can back out. So therefore, I can say that that's the way the braita was doing. It told me the second case to reveal the first case that it's manestam. So you can't bring me raya. Once you're telling me manestam, you don't have to tell me manezu. Go the other way. It's telling you manezu in the second case to reveal how to learn the first case. Therefore, you have no raya from that. Maybe it's a kedushin. Tana sefa b'manezu nechlad resha b'manestam. Rafilu achi lo avi kedushin. And still, it is not a kedushin to the end. Good. In any event, that's what we're saying. The point is, we answered the braita. We had a case of giving a maneh. Or committing to a maneh, and he only gave a dinar. One case was what? Mekudeshet, immediately. Because we said it's like saying almenat, and he'll fulfill the condition. Either braita. Braita saying they could back out to the end. The braita's talking about, well, it was all in front of him, and maneh zu, and adat was on the whole pot. And until she gets the whole thing, she's not the mekudeshet. That's one way we can answer. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Moneh veholech. What's the guy doing over here? Moneh ve'odech shani. He's counting. 1, 2, 3. De'data akuda. So da'at is on the whole thing. Rashi. Moneh ve'odech shani ba'afagav damar be'manestam. Which means he's saying manestam. He's learning differently. Mm-hmm. He's learning the bright as manestam. And still you can back out. How did you back out? Kevan da'hazitem moneh ve'odech. He didn't just give one coin. When he gives one coin, she understands money. What? When he says money, right? Then he gives a dinar. That's all he gives. She said, her brain, she says what? Okay, he's going to pay me the rest later. It's tonight. The Kodesh right away. But now he says money. And all of a sudden he starts counting. One dinar, two dinar, three dinar. He's counting. Okay, so before she's expecting she's going to get the whole thing. Therefore, till she gets the end, the dar is not to be. Makne herself. Understand? Both cases are money stam. He didn't say, he didn't have the pile in front of him necessarily. He said, I'm giving you money.
Yes.
Good. If he just gives her one dinar, she says, that's it? Okay, must be, the rest is, he's going to pay me, later on. Okay. Mekudesh it immediately and tonight. Oh, but if he says money stam, all of a sudden, he's taking out of his pocket. Hey, 1, 2, 3. Okay, he's paying me now. So the Kharashi says, ואפגעב דה אמר מנסתם כיוון דחזיתם מונה והולך דעת העקודה אבל כי לא נתן לה אלא דינר וקיבלת ודאי לשם קידושי קיבלת ואמנת שישלים אין אמר נסת להשלים exactly the Gemara comes along and says so now the Gemara goes back to the Braita four lines before they get white. Hay dinar shel nechoshet echidame. So what do we say? If let's say she got all the 100 coins, all of a sudden we see one of the coins is a slug. It's not kesef, it's copper. So we said no good, and we want to know what's the case exactly. Why? What's the question? When he gave it, did she see that it was nechoshet? If she saw it was nechoshet and she still accepted it. So that she doesn't care. So we have to give me a case where he gave it to her and she didn't know what it was at the time that she got it, and she only found out later. And so we have to figure out a case like that. So the Gemara says, "Haydi nashu nechosh techidame idi yada'a be hasavra vekabla." If she knew about it, so she accepted it. So she'll be kedushin then.
So what it was?
Because Lord Sirichad Yavan Yale Belilia. Now he gave the coin at night. So at night she couldn't see good. She thought it was a silver coin. And she woke up in the morning, it was nechoshet. Inamed ishtakach le benezuze. Or he took all 100 coins and he just dropped it in a hint. Now in the coins, in the mix, there's a nechoshet. She didn't see it there immediately. But really was there. Therefore it's all in 99 coins, therefore it's not mekudesh. So those are the two ways we can understand the case. Comes the Gemara and says, Haydi nara.
Lecture mode on.
We said, but if you found a bad dinar, a flawed dinar, so what do we say? What? We say you have to replace it, but it's a mikudesh. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If you tell me that you can't use it, you can't spend it, means a slug. So if it's like a case of dinar shel nechoshet, because dinar shel nechoshet also didn't have a value. So dinar ra, what about the case of dinar shel dinar ra? So Gemara says, "Amar papaki gon dinafik al yedei adahak," which means you can spend it. Which means not everybody takes it, but you can spend it. So the point is, you can spend it. About what? Her da'at, when she's accepting the kiddushin, she wants coins that are spent readily. Therefore, the kiddushin is going to be a kiddushin because bottom line, it's spendable, but replace it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "No Rashi," right? It's a small pigam. Yeah, since it's Yotzei Yedei Adahak, he gave her Mane Shalim. Oh, Vafi in a Makpida. She's not Makpida, only that you should change it for me. She's not going to say, you changed the deal on me. You said 100, you only gave me 99. No, you gave me 100, but, switch it. Therefore, the Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. Which means no one can back out. She can't come along and say, it was only 99, I want to change my mind. Too late. Normal people will accept a dinar ra, but
switch it.
That's what, you fulfilled your condition in the sense that the kiddushin is halal, but you got to switch it. Okay, now we go to the next case of the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar, he told a lady, Amar La, את קדשי לי במענה, מה הייתי? זאת בי מקודם, יש את המי, with a money, with 100, וניח לה משכון עליה. Oh, he didn't give her 100. He gave her collateral. He gave her an item that's worth 100, but it's the collateral. אינה מקודשת. No קדושין, why? So the Gemara says, מענה אין כאן, משכון אין כאן. Now these words need to be understood. Literally, there's no mane here. There's no mashkon here. Yeah, what is being said here? Well, mane we know it's not here.
Yeah.
But mashkon there is here. What do you mean, mashkon in kan? The mashkon is there as well. So let's read Rashi. Mane in kan. Hilkach mashkon. Was that the aleph to? Mashkon in kan. Eno shave klum.
Nice.
She'en a mashkon matana. She's very short here. Which means, since there's no money here, the mashkon has no value because he didn't give her the mashkon as a matana. Which sounds like that she's saying like this. If he was being mekadesha with the mashkon itself, that's the value. But he's not. He's being mekadesha with the kesef. Correct? Mm-hmm. So it sounds like the mashkon is just like a hold off till he gives the kesef. She didn't get the kesef yet. He didn't give her the mashkon as a matana. Mm-hmm. Therefore, since the mane was not given, the mashkon also, therefore, has no value to her. Therefore, at the time of the kiddushin, you got to give her something. You didn't give her anything. To say it better, the way they explain it, just to get it more, you know, more words, understand it better. Habitayev mane lehavero v'natan lo aleha mashkon. I owe my friend money. I gave him mashkon, a collateral. הרי זה זכה בחוב של מנה, אף על פי שלא עשה עליו קניין נוסף. Which means, once he takes the collateral, there's a קניין on the collateral. Why? לפי שמשיכת המשכון קונה גם את החוב שנתחייב עליה כנגדו. So which means, you owe me 1,000, right? So you give me the collateral. When I get the collateral, I own the collateral. Which means, if he doesn't pay me, of course I can keep the collateral, but I really own the collateral. That's the way the halacha says. The af kan ra'ui shiyahud ala mekadesh chov shel mane klapea. Which means the kaora. Now he says, I owe you money, right? So he gives her a collateral. Says, so the kaora, that collateral, she owns it. So she should be able to be mekadesh with that. So why is it not working? So it says, ubechol zot ena mekadesh baze. לפי שאין קניין כסף, יכול לעשות בחוב שהוא מתחייב. When you're making a קניין of כסף, it cannot be hal on something that he owes, מפני שגופו של המנה שהוא בא לקדש בו, לא יצא מרשותו. The actual money that he owes did not yet leave his רשות, שעדיין לא נתנו לה. ואף על פי שיש בידם משכון על החוב, אז תבין, so she has משכון. מכל מקום אין המקודש ושלא נתן לה את גופו של המשכון בקדושיה. Which means, he didn't say, הרי המקודש לי במשכון. הרי המקודש לי בחוב. The hove is still by him. So she now has a משכון in her hand. But the משכון is not where the קדושין is. Taking place. שאני לא אמין דו בידה, אלא כדי להבטיח את גביית החוב. That's just a guarantee that she's going to get paid. וכיוון של המקדש שבמנה עצמו, which means the money is still by, which is once he said, I mean, because with the hov, he never gave her the hov. He just gave her the mashkon itself. The mashkon itself is not enough. That's the way they're learning it over here. Tive Rava l'Rav Nachman. That's Rava asked a question of Nachman. Kidsha b'mashkon, mekudeshet. So it's mefirush. If you mekadesh with a mashkon, it's mekudeshet. We just said over here that what? You cannot be mekadesh b'mashkon. Now, the Gemara's understanding, it's the same case as the first case. Meaning you were mekadesh with a maneh, and you gave a mashkon. Because really, if you go with the words itself, mekadesh with a mashkon, we understand why it's mekadesh, because he's using the mashkon. And there's no question. And the fact that it's making a question out of this, they understood it's like the case that we just said, where you gave the, I owe you 100, and there's a mashkon. No, and here it says it is good. So Gemara Kodlo says, Atam b'mashkon de'acherim. This is talking about where it was a mashkon that he got from somebody else. Mm-hmm. Which means somebody else owed him money. and he had a maskon by him. And we're going to learn now in the Gemara that when you have a maskon by you, the maskon is yours. Which means when the fellow gives the maskon back to the love, to the one that borrowed the money, he's doing him a favor by giving back the maskon. But really, the maskon is a kinyan that the malveh makes on the maskon. So the hadush of that statement is you can use that maskon of achirim to mekadesh chaleni because it's really his item that he's giving over. Gemara speaks this out. Gemara says, "Uchtarbi Yishak, dabar biyishak kegon minayin the baal chov shekone maskon." How do you know baal chov, which is the malveh? How do we know that he's kone the maskon? Shneimar ulcha tiyeh sedaka. It says when the malveh gives the maskon back, it's sedaka. Was it tzedakah? Im eno kone tzedakah minayin. If he's not kone the item, why is it tzedakah? If he's giving back something that he has to give back, why is it called tzedakah? Mikan the baal chov shekone maskon. So may you see that what? The baal chov is kone the maskon, and therefore, since he is kone the maskon, therefore, he doesn't have to give it back. Therefore, he can use it as kesef in order to give it to a lady to be mekadesh, which means. Right. The malve yesh lo kinyan b'maskon keneged chobo. No, which means, of course, if he gets paid back, he gives back the maskon. But when he's holding the maskon, he has a kinyan in the maskon. It's not stam a collateral in his closet where he doesn't have any rights in it. Comes Gemara and says some situations of him. Bene Ravuna bar Avin Zavuna hi amta befrite. They bought a shifcha kana'anit with a perutav nechoshet. The children of Ravuna lo avu badai. But what? They didn't have the perutot handy. The otive naska ale. So they gave the seller a piece of silver as a collateral. Right? This, listen, here's the silver. You hold it until we get the coins together because they want to buy the ivory. Lesof aikar amta. What happened? The price of the ama went up. So now the seller wanted to back out. The seller, let's say, they agreed already for $100. Now the ama went up for $300. So they went to the rabbi, to the kamed rabbi ameh, amalu periti en kan, naska en kan. So he told him the law, the perutot over there, you never paid. You only gave a collateral. You gave a collateral, so therefore, until the money is paid up, therefore the seller still has the right to back out.
Nice.
Okay? Similar like we said by the Kiddushin, that when you give a collateral, you didn't give the money yet. So you didn't give the money yet, so you can still back out. Right? Because one of the yeah, but that deposit, that's not a deposit. It was a collateral. Collateral towards the money. Which means one of the ways an Evi Kana'ani is bought, or Shifha, is with Kesef. Okay? Yeah. Which means if they would have gave the Pirutot, the game is over. But over here, they said Pirutot, but they didn't give Pirutot. They gave something else as a Mashkon. No money was given over yet. Money was given over yet, you can still back out. Next case, Tanur Banan. Hitkachili bimane. Interesting case. He tells the lady, Hitkachili bimane. And he gives it to her. What did she do with it? Untalato uzrakato layam. She took the 100, she threw in the ocean. Or laur, or she threw into the fire. Or lechod davar aved, or any place where it destroys it, ena mekudeshet. Why? What's the understanding of that? She's saying, I'm not interested in it. Now she might have to pay him back the money. She took it. She took the money. She took it, threw it in the ocean. Ena mekudeshet. Why? Because as she says, ve'eno dome leten mane lefloni vekedesh lach. De'atam iy kamral demei karav al kan. Okay, that's further. That's further. So comes the Gemara and says, Ha shaditinu kameh. Gemara says, if she only would have thrown it in front of him, havu kiddushin, which is the only reason why she started kiddushin yitam, because she threw it in the ocean. But if she just took the kiddushin, throw it back in his face, it's much better. It is a kiddushin. So Gemara says, how could that be? Ha kamrale sheki lo ba'ina. What she's really saying is, take your money back, I'm not interested. So why did Gemara have to say a case when she went so extreme, she threw it in the ocean? Even she threw back in his face. Gemara says, "Lo me ba'ya ka'ama, lo me ba'ya shiditinu kameh de lo avi kedushin." I have to tell you, she threw back in his face. For sure, I'll tell you, it's not a kedushin. Aval zerak toliyam olaur ema kevan de mechaybabehu. Now she's obligated to pay back that money. So I would have said maybe kedushin kadish nafshe. Maybe she is mekadesh herself because now Because she knows if she's not going to make Kaddish, sometimes she's going to have to pay back the money. Oh, the Adikavdak, so why she throw in the water? Savra, Ibdeke lai gavra irat hanahu olo. She's testing out his anger to see if he's an angry guy or not. And therefore, I would have thought maybe there's a Kiddushin. But when he throws it back in her face, for sure there's no Kiddushin in that. She throws it back in the face because she's showing I don't want it. But Mashiach, when she throws in the ocean, she is Mikudesh. I would have thought, why? Because she doesn't want to obligate herself to pay back this money now. So therefore, she's really Mikudesh. So why she's throwing in the ocean? She's testing the guy's temper. To see if the guy flips out. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, this guy over here. No, I'm not, so I want to get. I don't want to marry anymore. You're an angry guy. So Kamash Malan, that what? Even in the case when she throws in the ocean, we don't say it's a Kiddushin. Ilawad, she's saying that even though she's obligating herself now to pay the money, we don't say it's a Kiddushin. Therefore, she asks, the Kiddushin is no good. Okay. Tell me about our next case. Hitkachidi bimane. Okay. Next case. A guy tells a lady, be mekadesh to me with a money. But she says, I'm not accepting it. Tenam le'abba ul'abicha. Either give it to my father or your father. Let them accept it for me. E'na mekudeshit. Why? That's as if like she's saying, I'm not interested. Give it to my father. You know, get out of here. She's like rejecting him over here. Okay? Now on that, as she says, it's not, we learned yesterday that what? The lady says, give money to that guy, and I'll be mekudesh to you. She's the one that's saying it.
Right.
Here, he came along and said, here's a coin, and she says, get out of here, give it to my father. That's like saying, I'm not interested. Right? Go give your money somewhere else. Get out of here. However, the Gemara says, Al menachi yikablum li. The condition. Give me the money on condition that they will accept it on my behalf, which means they will be my shilihim. Okay, then it's the condition. So the word al menat makes the kiddushin. If she just says, go give it to my father, no good. But if she says, give it to me al menat that they'll accept it, the condition. So Gebra says, Gebra gave two cases, by the way. Gebra gave a case of give it to my father or your father. So Gemara gives the Hadush on both those cases. Tana Abba, give it to my father, Ludiaka Kowach Deresha. Deresha, we said about Ena Mikudeshit. Even if she says give it to my father, you would have might have said her father, she's close to her father, she wants her father maybe to be like an agent for her. Even so, when she just says, give it to my father, even if she says her father, which is related to her father, still the Kiddushin is not good. Tana avicha leudiaka kohod de sefa. That in the sefa, when she says almenat, that they should be my agent, even if it's your father, which she's not related to yet, still the kiddushin is a kiddushin. So the abba avicha v'hadush in the resha, and in the sefa, as she says leudiaka kohod de resha, the afagav de aviyahu lo gamra v'kacharet. Even though you say give the money to my father, she's not committed to making herself kohod de sefa. The man because the afagav de lo karov shela. Who? Still it's Mekodesh, you're making him an agent. Yeah. Okay, next case. It kachili be mane. Good. Maybe Mekodesh to me with a mane. She says, Tiram le ploni. Give it to this guy. Not a father or anybody like that. Just I'm a stranger. And I'm Mekodesh. Al menachi yikablem li. Oh, on the condition he should accept me as my shaliach Mekodesh. So it goes with Slicha. What do you need these both cases for? Which means, bottom line, always when she says al menat, it means what? That she's supporting the guy as a shaliach. So what do I care if it's her father? Or a ploni. What do you need two cases for? It's the same thing. Gemara's diyashmein and ba'aba ve'abicha. Hata mudichi amra al menat sheyikablum li. Havu kedushin desamcha data alayu. Why? Savra avdin lishidichutai. Because, listen, her father's a father. Her father can be a mashaliyah. And even her future father-in-law, again, it's a connection. So she's so make da'at that they're going to accept it as her shaliyah. However, aval ploni, lo. But stab a guy in the street, give it to that guy. She's not so mechda, this guy's going to be a shaliach. She doesn't even know the guy. Right? So you would have thought that's not hard, because she's not going to give herself over. Now we go the other way. If you gave me the case of the stranger, Atzericha. Let's go. So that's a hadusha. The Ashmina Ploni. If you just gave me the case of Ploni, I would say Hacha. Who dechi amra? When she says Tena lefloni, give it to that guy. לא אבי קידושין, זה סקר בי קידושין, why? זה לא מקרבה דעתה לגבי. She doesn't know this guy. So when she says, give it to this guy over here, she doesn't feel close. The difference of kiddushin is not going to be a kiddushin. But you would have thought that maybe when she says, give it to my father, maybe she means, give it to my father, not as a shaliyah. You know, give it to my father as a gift. And maybe she'll be mekudeshet from the law that we learned yesterday of Ariv. What did we say yesterday? That even though the lady doesn't get the hana'ah, she can be mekudeshet. So you would have thought that what maybe, I'll speak it out and we'll conclude here. You would have thought that what, in a case of a ploni, guys, I'm conditioned by my name. What did she say? I give it to that guy. That guy is not conditioned because she doesn't know the guy, and therefore she's not even interested in giving him a matana, and therefore no kiddushin. But maybe give it to my father. You would have thought maybe she's conditioned. Not midin shaliyah. Give it to my father as a matana, and she will be conditioned midin arev. Didn't we say yesterday that even though the arev doesn't receive anything, still he's makne himself kabash malan? Doesn't work that way. Jeez, the only way it's going to work by the father is he has to say al minat. If he's just giving it as a matana, it's not going to work. Which is shenat so mevdat until it's actually a case of al minat. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.